The City of Columbus plans to provide a new paid family leave policy for city workers. Here to explain what that includes is Columbus City Councilwoman Elizabeth Brown.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the general policy then under this family leave plan?
This policy for us is a workforce issue as well as a values issue. Workplaces too often haven't kept pace with the reality of modern family needs. More working people are both raising families and caring for an aging parent. We need to recognize that as an employer. So our new policy provides 6 weeks of partially paid leave for new parents, as well as a pilot program that provides 4 weeks of partially paid leave for people caring for a sick or aging immediate family member. Both of those are paid at 70%.
And so if somebody has a baby, either the mother or father then could take 4 weeks off. That would be paid at 70%.
Yes, there is a 2-week waiting period before the benefit kicks in. It's a common HR practice. When we looked at implementing this, it was a conversation between our collective bargaining units, our employers, our employees themselves, as well as our HR department, who has to fit this benefit in a way that's easy to administer and helps them provide the benefit in a comprehensive way. I mean, we have more than 8,500 workers at the City of Columbus. We're actually the 10th largest employer in the region.
How much will this cost then?
We looked at other cities. There are about 45 cities across the country who have done the parental leave portion of this. We're the first in the Midwest and the third nationally to include the ability to care for an aging parent or seriously ill family member. And what those cities found is it was smart to project potential costs, but actually, I mean, such as Dayton, they found their program to be totally cost neutral, because when you're paying someone 70%, you're actually saving money on that employee, and not every employee is replaced during that time. If you think about the way workflow is, actually most employees aren't. So we projected the potential cost of $441,000 to do this, but we really caveat that with the fact that we're going to continue to examine it, because we can help control costs and be like Dayton and really do it in a cost-neutral way.
Why does it make sense to do this now?
This is increasingly a relevant issue for families across the country, across the state, and in our city. More working people are both raising families, caring for an aging parent. Workplace policies are often based around this old notion of two parents, male and female, one male breadwinner. That's not the reality. In order for us to stay competitive and keep a highly trained, well-skilled workforce and retain them for the long term, we have to have workplace policies that reflect that new American family, if you will.
I've been talking with Columbus City Councilwoman Elizabeth Brown about a new paid family medical leave policy for the city. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.